Our Lord gives us here one of the parables that we're all well familiar with, that of the sower and the seed. And we understand the seed is the word, is our Lord, is the gospel, what our Lord has taught us, our Lord himself, as it were. And we have preached the gospel, we have read the gospel, hopefully we have studied and reflected on it, so we know the word. The question is, do we live it? We see here different instances when through different trials, different temptations, perhaps, many people lose the word and they turn away from it. And one way or another, that seed does not grow, does not bear fruit. Then there are those who fall on the good ground. And the seed grows, it is nurtured properly, it grows and bears fruit, even abundantly. So we see if we're not careful, we can be immersed in different trials, find ourselves with different temptations, etc., and we begin to lose that word, the gospel. We begin to lose our love for God, our faith. In today's saint we celebrate today, she too experienced that, Saint Mary Magdalene. She had fallen into sin. But she shows us one who, that we can come out of that and we can turn back to our Lord. She came, she met him, she fell, she gave herself completely to him. She loved him so much so she would seek him after his death, his burial. She went to the tomb and the tomb was open. She ran off to tell the apostles. She continued to seek for the one she loved. She continued to seek that union with Christ, who was her Lord and God. And she was rewarded. Took a little act of faith, but she was rewarded. Recall, she came back to the tomb with Peter and John. Peter and John went in and looked and saw. They saw the clothes in which our Lord was wrapped, the shroud, but they did not see him. John indicates he believed already. Peter was a little bit unsure still. Mary then looks, and she didn't look into the tomb up to that point. She just still doesn't see our Lord, she still looks. And remember, she turned around, she saw a man standing there, whom she thought was the gardener. And he asked her, "Why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" She thinks he's the gardener, and she tells him, "Sir, if you are the one that was taken away, tell me, and I will take him." He simply calls her by name. Now she recognized him just by the fact that she called him. He called her by name. "Rabboni," she responds. "My Lord," no, "my teacher, teacher." She has found him. Now she too has been to go and tell the apostles she has seen him. Her faith, once professed, is rewarded by the fact that she is the first recorded one to see him after his resurrection from the dead. We can certainly believe that he would have appeared to his mother first. But Mary Magdalene is the first one recorded to have seen him in the Gospels. But because of that faith, that love, and that witness that we have that she has seen him risen from the dead, we too have another testimony that our Lord is truly risen from the dead. Here is one who did fall into sin, into serious sin, but she recovered. She came out of it. And she continued until for the rest of her life. Tradition is she and her brother and sister, Lazarus and Martha, Martha we celebrate next week, were placed on a boat after the Lord's ascension, of course, and just the boat was sent out to sea for them to die in the sea. But it took them to France, and they lived the rest of their lives in France. And Mary continued to proclaim the gospel there in France until, I believe, a hermetic life, actually. But in any case, by her life and her witness, continued to bring the gospel to many souls in France. But you see, the what we have here, if she can do it, if she can be fall into sin and come out of it and become a great saint, so can we. We easily fall. How easily we have all over the different trials we come into, all the difficulties in life. Right, the bad habits we fall into, how easy it is for us. But we can come out of it. We can once again profess our faith, and we can become great saints. And that's exactly what we're bidden to do. Let us not be afraid to, ever, but continue to live a life that witnesses to our faith, our love for God, that we can bring many with us as well, that we can all become great saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary.